Aside time for listening. Putting aside time for listening. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. This is a thought for today. Putting aside time for listening. How many times have you been frustrated? How many times have you been begeisted, illumined, and brightened, and filled with delight for a circumstance? How many times have you had far out ideas flashing through your mind? How many times have you had just ordinary and maybe I better just wipe up this dust on the floor here. And I walked over there and I went through their house and I saw lots of places where it needed to be touched up. How many times have you thought of those things? Now, it's your job. It's your job to go and clean up somebody else's house. If you see dust and dirt in their house, it's your job to go and clean it up. If you see their sidewalk filled with snow, it's your job to go and shovel that snow out. If you see leaves caught in their rain gutter, it's your job to get a ladder and climb up there and clean it out. If you see anything imperfect in life, it's your job to make it perfect. And it's true. Let's get this work done quick. Right now, say to yourself, I live in a perfect universe. Everything I see in the universe is perfect just the way it is.
Everything I see in the universe is perfect just the way it is.
I see everything in the universe beautiful.
I see everything in the universe beautiful.
I do not see any work left undone.
I do not see any work left undone.
I see all work.
I see all work accomplished. This was put in by our grand dame here, Inga. Thank you, Inga. That was very important that it be said right there. And that's nice to add your ad lib in there. That's good. Think about it. Inga just completely ignored everything I said these past couple of seconds. She corrected me. Now, I just got done telling you, get your cotton-picking nose out of other people's business. Get your dirty nose out of other people's dirty spots in their houses. When you see dust on their mantle, you see dust on their floor, you see any dirt or anything that needs to be taken care of, get out of it! Get out of it! How much stronger can I say that? Get out of it. Now, Inga, you're doing exactly what I'm telling you. Don't find fault with me and don't try to improve me. Somebody's got to improve you. Somebody's got to tell you when you're off base. Don't let it be you. You have such pure, glorious eyes. You cannot behold anything less than your pure, glorious eyes. You have such beautiful ideas in your consciousness, you cannot hear a negative word. You cannot think a negative thought. You cannot see a negative condition. You cannot. See what I'm saying? It's not easy because we have been trained to be helpful. We have been trained to be heroes. We have been trained to put our nose in other people's business because we've been trained that if we put it in there often enough, it's going to get cut off. And we'll have a little snubby nose, which is the attractive kind. That's what we want, don't we? We want a little chopped off nose, a little snub nose. Well, if that's what you want, then anything that I have to say is water over the dam. It's... have a feather in the breeze that you'll never know where it lands or where it's going. I am suggesting to you putting aside time for listening. putting aside time for listening to your divine self. Do you think a person who has just received a large inheritance of money, sweepstakes or whatever, that they feel bad? Do you think that they go around looking for dirt in people's corners? No, what they do, they are the bright light that is so bright that there are no shadows in their world. There is nothing undue, untoward in their world. Their world is glorious and beautiful because they're so happy. They're smiling and joyous and happy and sparkling. They cannot see any imperfection. Now, I've used this illustration before, but it's worth being used 100 million times. When you see dirt in the corner, something that needs to be cleaned up, do you wipe up the dirt and then have a dirty rag in your hands? Have dirt on yourself? Or do you illumine the dirt? Do you look at the dirt and turn up your inner rheostat so that the light is brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter? Pretty soon there's no dirt there. There's no dirt there. There's no problem there. There's no nothing left incomplete. Nothing. It is all beautiful. In fact, it's so beautiful you can't even see it. You look at a person who has a hooked nose or a wart on their face and stuff like that, and you say, oh, that person has a hooked nose or a wart on their face. And then you turn up the light, and all you see is the pure white light of love. All you see is, does it matter? I have said to Ellen, and Ellen has followed my suggestion. One day maybe she will. She's wondering what I'm going to say next. I have said to Ellen, Ellen, the most important thing for you to do is to be yourself and have fun. Now, Ellen, if the bookkeeping doesn't get done, c'est la vie. Not c'est la guerre, c'est la vie. That's life. If you don't get the letters written this week or next week or a month from now, c'est la vie. Get them when you get to it. But don't be pressured by it. Don't be pressured by anything. Flow with it as a loving example of listening within. Flow with it and enjoy yourself because that's what life is all about. Ellen, I do not project this into your life, but should you leave us and go off to some other dimension, should you take your yacht and tour the world, who's going to do all the work you've been doing? You know what you'll say? Sure, that's your problem. It's your problem. Sylvia will say, I will do the work. I will do the work. And she will come running in there and say, I'm now the president. I'm now the chief executive officer. I'm now all these things. And I'll say, go for it. Go for it. You see, the moment you want somebody else's job, you don't realize that you got it good not having it. your own work, your own world, the things you're doing are plenty enough. But be real careful. Because if you see another person doing an inadequate job, you may end up with that job. If you see dust in somebody else's house, you're probably going to end up cleaning it up. Why bother? It's not your business. And they probably don't even know. And then you know what they're going to do? They're going to open the door and more dust will come in. The windy days we've had recently, my goodness. I was driving along the airport up at, where was it? Ontario. And I was looking for the light. I was driving along. I heard a whoom and I looked up. And here was a big billboard flying by. Drove a little further, and whoom! There's another big billboard flying right behind me, pouring across the road. Then, whoom! Down came a telephone. Boom! Down came power poles. Very exciting,
yeah.
But just behind me. Of no consequence to me. I didn't even stop to look at him. Or I didn't even stop to say, thank God, not me. Because it wasn't me. Was just in my world to show me that that was a very strong wind that was blowing. And it was, as I said, 90 miles an hour. Oh. And they showed pictures of all of the excitement the wind brought. And was it neat? Was that exciting? Was that beautiful? But you see, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Follow your inner voice. Follow the Christ in you. As you follow that inner voice, as you listen to it, and as you hear it, wonderful things happen to you. You feel just so supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You feel just like you can do anything at all. Being yourself and having fun. Nobody's paying you. Nobody's going to pay you. Be yourself and have fun. If you don't be yourself and have fun, all the world will say, that's your problem. If you are yourself and having fun, the world will say, hey, can I join you? That looks like fun. Aha! I like that. And that's what we want to have our life look like fun and be fun. And the only way it can look like fun and be fun is when we turn up that rheostat that's inside of us and let that light shine. You know, this song that we have in our Joy Song books is kind of a national song. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. No way! This great light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, and I'm not going to let it shine. This great light of mine, shine, shine, shine. This great light of mine, shine, shine, shine. But, you know, it doesn't have the charm and the this little light of mine. I'm just a itsy-bitsy little light. I'm going to let it shine maybe someday, you know. But now, this great light of mine, I let it shine. And what a wonderful world I live in. Man, it is great. And I love you, 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 I love you.